Good morning. The outer bands of now Tropical Storm Jose continue to back into New York and New England, mainly in the form of some high and mid-level clouds, especially in New York State where some sunshine is coming through. Temperatures are starting out in the upper 50s and lower 60s across the region. Thicker clouds towards central and eastern New England, and even some showers and some steadier rain closer to the coast. This is all a function of Jose, which continues to spin well off the eastern seaboard, but its influence is being felt today, especially in coastal sections. But back into central New England and eastern New York, some thicker clouds will move through from time to time as temperatures climb through the 60s and into the 70s. Afternoon highs should be in the upper 70s to around 80, and the winds at times will gust over 15, 20, maybe even up to 30 miles per hour across the region, especially in the higher terrain. As the system weakens tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and it will be dry with temperatures back into the lower 60s. This will set us up for a gorgeous stretch of weather. High pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft, with Jose continuing to shrink and slide away. Sunshine is expected starting tomorrow. The humidity will start to drop and highs will be around 80. And with that upper level ridge dominating Friday and through the weekend, we'll expect mostly sunny skies all 3 days, with highs climbing from the lower 80s on Friday into the mid 80s on Saturday and even into the upper 80s on Sunday afternoon. Right now, it looks like the warm and dry weather will continue into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Maria, which, according to National Weather Service radar out of San Juan, has just made landfall along the southeastern coast of Puerto Rico and is located about 50 miles southeast of San Juan. Maria is moving toward the northwest near 10 miles per hour. A west-northwest to northwest motion is expected to continue through today, followed by a northwestward motion tomorrow. On the forecast track, the eye of Maria will continue to work its way across Puerto Rico and pass just north of the northeast coast of the Dominican Republic tonight and tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 155 miles per hour with higher gusts. Maria is an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale, and it should maintain this or only slightly weaken as it makes its way across the island. Hurricane force winds extend outward of up to 60 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 150 miles. A sustained wind of 76 miles per hour with a gust of 99 miles per hour was recently reported at Delray Marina, Puerto Rico. In addition to the catastrophic wind and high surf, life-threatening flash floods and mudslides are likely today in Puerto Rico. The Hurricane Center is also tracking recently downgraded Tropical Storm Jose, located 195 miles south of Nantucket. Jose is moving toward the northeast near 8 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through today with a decrease in forward speed. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual weakening is forecast during the next couple of days. Tropical storm warnings, though, remain in effect from Woods Hole to Sagamore Beach, including Cape Cod, for strong winds, rip currents, and potential coastal flooding. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, lower 80s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers, lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature 70, that's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.57 inches for the month, and 34.37 inches for the year, which is 6.24 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 90 degrees set in 1946, and the record low 30 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening 6:56 p.m., 12 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy with scattered passing showers from time to time today. Breezy with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies today with scattered showers from time to time and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, perhaps a passing brief shower with temperatures back into the upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, temperatures near 80. More sunshine on Friday in the lower 80s. Mid to upper 80s with mostly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday. Middle to upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.